بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Resume the discussions on the concise admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and we have reached the place where he mentioned that the spring of all good and its foundation lies in the sincerity in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in seeking His help, and in seeking His help. The sincerity of worship was discussed. There remains the virtues and merits of worship. There remains a part on the merits. We covered the conditions of worship, and we covered the pillars of worship as well. Now, as to the merits of worship, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned the importance of the ibadah, and ibadah meaning the worship, and its merits. He said, ذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لِلَّهِ. It is because the worship of Allah is al-ghaya al-mahbuba, is the objective, the beloved objective to Him, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the creation, as he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created jinn and mankind only for the sole purpose of worshipping me alone. And it is the matter which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entrusted all the messengers concerning it, as Nuh alayhi salam said to his people in Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 verse 59, فَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرٌ. And this was the mentioned in more than 7 places in the Noble Quran, the same statement. And it is the unified statement of all the messengers, to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until he said, rahimahullah, وَبِذَٰلِكَ وَصَفَ مَلَائِكَتَهُ وَأَنْبِيَاءَهُ. And as such he had described his messenger, his prophets and angels. فقال, concerning this, in Surah Al-Anbiya 21, verses 19 and 20, there is the statement of Nuh alayhi salam, indeed we sent Nuh to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah, you have no other ilah but Him, no other ilah, God, but Him. And this is the unified message of all the messengers. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that this is the case also with the prophets and the angels, when he said in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتَرُونَ. To Him belongs whosoever is in the heavens and on the earth, and those who are near Him, meaning the angels, are not too proud to worship Him, nor are they weary of His worship. They, the angels, glorify His praises night and day, and they never slacken to do so. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the case of the haughty and the disdainful ones in a blameworthy context in Surah Ghafir, because of their disdainfulness to worship Allah and submit to Him, as in chapter 40 verse 60, قال الله تعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. And your Lord said, invoke me. And here, this invoke me is believing in Him and calling Him. And I ask, I will respond to your invocation, because ad-du'a is ibadah, as came in the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, du'a is worship. I will respond to your invocation. Verily, those who scorn my worship, this is the point of evidence, those who scorn my worship, don't invoke me and do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will surely enter hell in humiliation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the submission and the slavery of those who worship him. He described it by slavery. He described their submission as ubudiyyah, slavery to him. And this is an honor. This is a rank of honor. When he added ibadullah, he added the term ibad, the slaves, he added it to himself, ibadullah. As in Surah Al-Insan, and sometimes ibadur rahman, and sometimes ibadur rahman. As ibadullah, Allah described them in 76, verse 6. عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. A spring where from the slaves of Allah, the slaves of Allah will drink, causing it to gush forth abundantly. And also in Surah Al-Furqan, عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ 25:63. قال الله تعالى وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the slaves of Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent Allah, as you see, are those who walk on the earth in humility and sedateness, and when they fool and the foolish address them with bad words, they reply back with mild words of gentleness. Then he mentioned, as in his book Al-Fatawa Rahimahullah, he said, وَمَنْ عَبَدَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ, and anyone who worships other than Allah, وَإِنْ أَحَبَّهُ, even if he would love that object of worship, and if he even enjoys that in this life, it's still a great corruption, greater than that of enjoining or enjoying a poisoned food. Now, then he mentioned, rahimahullah, the following, in continuation with respect to the spring of all good, and its foundation is in the sincerity of worship to Allah, and this is a new point for today, and in al-isti'ana, in seeking help, as came in Surah Al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you alone do we worship, and you alone do we seek for help. Al-isti'ana, this is part, al-isti'ana, seeking help is part of the worship. The linguistic meaning of isti'ana is to seek help. The legal meaning of isti'ana is seeking help from Allah, having trust in Him and depending upon Him. This is the meaning of isti'ana, legal meaning of isti'ana. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned that al-isti'ana comprises two basic matters. الثقة بالله, having trust in Allah and depending upon Him. It is known that a person may trust someone from the people, but he may not depend upon him, even though he may trust him, because he does not need him. On the other hand, he also may depend upon him while not trusting him, because he is in need of him and there is no one to replace him. So he needs him and depends upon him from that angle, although he may not trust him. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the isti'ana comprises the two matters. الثقة بالله والاعتماد عليه, having trust in Allah and depending upon Him. It is known that the slave is unable to independently bring forth that which constitutes his interests, and repulse what's harmful, and there is no one to help him in all of his affairs in this life except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The slave needs Allah's help in all, in carrying all that which is commanded by Allah, and also he needs him as well in assisting him to relinquish all that which is forbidden. Not only that, but also to have patience on the pre-decrees, and also at the time of death and thereafter, from the horrors of the barzakh life, of the barrier life, and of the horrors of the day of resurrection. And no one can help concerning all of this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, anyone who truly manifests the seeking of Allah's help, then Allah will help him in all of this. And in the hadith, which is authentic and reported by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. Be keen as to that which is beneficial to you, and seek Allah's help, and don't be helpless. And anyone who seeks help in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will leave him to that which he sought, and thus he will be forsaken. And it is from the saying of some of the righteous predecessors, rahimahullah, that they said, it is amazing that the one who knows of Allah, it is amazing how he hopes in other than him. And it is strange to seek other than him for help, while knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is to be sought regarding all the affairs of the human. Shaykh al-Islam cited the verse concerning the seeking of help, al-isti'ana, that from Surah al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, because the entire matter of ubudiyyah, of slavery to Allah, centers upon this ayah, these two words: you alone do we worship, and you alone we seek for help for each and everything. The center, this is the focus, the fulcrum of slavery and tawheed, and this is the best of dua. Rather, the meaning of the Quran, the meanings of the noble Quran and the other scriptures, قَدْ جُمِعَتْ فِي هَاتَيْنِ الْكَلِمَتَيْنِ, all the meanings are illustrated in these two words. And Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah said in his book مجموع الفتاوى, quote, وَلِهَذَا قَالَ مَنْ قَالَ مِنَ السَّلَفِ, and this is why some of the Salaf rahimahullah said, إن الله جمع الكتب المنزلة في القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Quran comprise all the scriptures and made the Mufassal in the Quran, the Mufassal in the Quran. The Mufassal begins with Surah Far, with Surah Qaf, chapter 50, according to the most preponderating opinion. Made the Mufassal, the chapters from Surah 50 at the end, to comprise the knowledge of the Quran. And made the Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran to comprise the knowledge in the Mufassal, and made the ayah إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ to comprise the meaning on the knowledge of the opening chapter. So that's why some of the Salaf said that on this verse, you alone do we worship, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, the meaning of the Quran, the meanings of the Quran and the entire scriptures were manifested in the meaning of this verse. And Ibn Qayyim also went to the same thing when he said that the secrets of the creation and the commandment and the revelations and the scriptures and the reward and punishment all end with this verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and upon it centers the matters of slavery and tawheed, until even he said that it was mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 104 books, their meanings all were summarized in the Torah and the Injil and the Quran, and that all these meanings were summarized in the Mufassal from Surah Qaf on in the Quran, and that all of the Mufassal in the Fatiha and the meanings of the Fatiha in this verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And he said, rahimahullah, in his book Madarij al-Salikin, meaning Imam Ibn al-Qayyim also, and that the most magnificent and the best concerning the categories of people with respect to worship and seeking help are those who worship Allah and seek Allah to help them to carry on and execute the worship. So their objective is to worship Allah and seek Him to help him on that. And he said that's why from the best matters where a person may ask Allah is al-i'anatu ala mardati, to seek His help so as to please Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught Mu'adh bin Jabal, the one whom he loved sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He told him, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk, O Mu'adh, by Allah I love you. فَلَا تَنْسَ أَن تَقُولَ دُبْرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ, so don't forget to say at the end of each salah, اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ, O Allah, help me on your remembrance, وَشُكْرِكَ, and being and giving gratitude to you, وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ, and to carry on your worship in the good manner. So from the most useful of dua is to seek Allah's help in doing all that which is pleasing to Him and thus attain His pleasure. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah in another place said, I have contemplated as to what constitutes the most beneficial of dua, and I found that is that it lies in seeking Allah's help to please Him. Then I found that in Surah Al-Fatiha, in the verse, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you do alone we worship, and you do alone we seek for help. Why in this verse the ibadah was introduced before the help? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. And then وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You see, the ibadah, the worship, was introduced before seeking the help. This is because it is introducing the objectives over the means. Because ibadah is the objective for which we have been created. Well, isti'ana, and seeking help, is a means to attain it. And because, this is based upon the explanation of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, and because إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, you alone do we worship, is related to the uluhiyya, to the divinity of Allah, and to His name, Allah. And وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and we seek for help, you alone we seek for help, is related to His rububiyya, to His lordship. So that's why he introduced إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ before إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Just as he introduced Ismullah, the name of Allah, before the name Ar-Rabb, the Lord, in the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, where he said, Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Then he mentioned his name, Ar-Rabb. Also because, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, you alone do worship, this is related to Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, this is the share of the slave, because he is the one seeking the help from Allah. So that's why he introduced إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, because it relates to Allah, the Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is most deserving, and that's why he introduced it before إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And also because, in general, the term al-ibadah in general comprise the help, but not the opposite. Because everyone who perfectly worships Allah, then he seeks Him to carry on his worship, is indeed seeking His help, and not the opposite. And also because the ibadah comes from the one who is sincere, and the help may come, or isti'ana, seeking the help, may come from someone who may be sincere and who may be not sincere. And the ubudiyya to Allah, the slavery to Allah, is surrounded by two helps. The slavery to Allah is surrounded by two helps. One before, so as to comply and to execute the ibadah, the worship. And the other, after the ibadah, in order to carry on the next coming one. And so it continues until the slave dies. So back now to the text, when Shaykh al-Islam mentioned that the spring of all good, and its foundation is in sincerity. Of worship and in seeking help. And he cited إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And also he cited the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَعْبُدْهُ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ. Worship him and depend upon him. So, depend upon him is part of worship. And worship comprises at-tawakkul, the dependence. And these two terms, al-ibadah and at-tawakkul, come together in the Quran in many places. Because, as Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah mentioned, combining these two in many places, it is because they comprise the entire deen. They comprise the entire deen. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue the explanation of what will come in next time, inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.